Just 2 days ago, the reported COVID-19 cases in the United States had surpassed China and Italy, becoming the country with the most cases in the world. Being here in Malaysia, we may not know much about the statistics in the US as we are busy catching up with the news and updates in our country. The latest information available reported that the death toll in the US has exceeded 1,700 as of yesterday, the 28th of March, and according to Worldometers, the total of death cases have reached 2,227 as we are reporting right now. A total of 123,750 cases were confirmed as of today, the 29th of March, as reported on Worldometers. Seeing how the numbers of cases surged dramatically, the U.S. governors predicted that the country has not reached its peak. According to U.S. News, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo estimated on Friday, the 27th of March, that the epicenter in New York City, which has more than 46,000 confirmed cases, will not reach its peak for another 3 weeks. On Friday, California Governor Gavin Newsom had welcomed a United States Navy Mercy Hospital ship, USNS, at a port near Los Angeles, preparing the hospitals at that area to be overwhelmed. This move was part of California's effort in preparing emergency support as the reported COVID-19 cases in California reached 4,000 yesterday morning. The U.S. Navy announced that a similar hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, will port from Virginia to New York City yesterday. That same day, U.S. President Donald Trump had signed an executive order allowing the Defense Department to activate some elements of the National Guard and Reserve forces to support its response to the virus outbreak. The order also allows some retirees from the field in high demand, like medicine or crisis management, to return to active service. To cater to the massive spread of COVID-19, the Army Corps of Engineers in New York City almost completed a conversion of Javits Center Convention Hall into an enormous field hospital to accommodate overworked and undersupplied facilities there. Local news in that city had also reported that due to a shortage of medical supplies, nurses at the Bronx Hospital were forced to reuse their N95 surgical masks for up to 5 days. Local leaders in the U.S. are urging their people to stay at home and self-isolate in order to save lives. Stay tuned for more updates. The information in this story is accurate as of press time. However, as the situation surrounding COVID-19 continues to evolve, it's possible that some data have changed since publication. While World of Buzz is trying to keep our stories as up-to-date as possible, we also encourage readers to stay informed on news and recommendations through other sources. Also read, 43-year-old mother of two is the first human subject to test possible coronavirus vaccine in United States. You have reached the end of this story.